Lekutei Siches, Chelek Chav Beis, Kedoshim Beis. Nachdem wie der Teder sagt an, dem Dien von Orlo und Kerem Revai, steht ein Posseg über Shona Chamishis, Teuchlu es Piriei, Leheisev Lechem Tvuosei, Ani Hashem Alikechem. Is Rashi meitig de Werte, Leheisev Lechem Tvuosei, und Mepharish, Hamitzvah Hazei, Shetishmeru, Tia Leheisev Lechem Tvuosei, Shebeschore ani mevorech lechem peiris anetis. So Rashi teaches the words leheisev lechem tvuasei arichus hamitzvah hazei shetishmeru tia leheisev lechem tvuasei shebeschore ani mevorech lechem peiris anetis. So what does Rashi want? It's bepashis learned men as Rashi kum bavornin adiverte leheisev lechem tvuasei zane nita hemshech dovuk zu bashona chamishes techles period. Because the Pasuk said three things. First, the Pasuk said that Shol Lishonim Yir Lecham Arelim, that you're not allowed to eat it. And then the Pasuk says, Ubashon Arevius, so then Yir Kolpir Yir Kedish Ululim Lashem. And then there's the next Pasuk, Ubashon Achamishis Techlu Estu Piryei. And then the Pasuk continues, Lehesel Lecham Tvosei. So if you read the Pasuk B'Pashtos, it sounds like, Ubashon Achamishis Techlu Estu Espiryei. And that's going to be Lehesel Lecham Tvosei. So the churach, I mean, techlu espiriyeh b'shana chamishah is not a mitzvah. The shalisham yolacham areilim is a mitzvah. B'shana revias yil kol piriyeh kedesh yilum Hashem is a mitzvah. But the churach b'shana chamishah techlu espiriyeh is poshut. I mean, that's just pashtus. It means there's no dinim, so you eat piriyeh. So why for that comes lehesev t'vasei? So that Rashi says, no, the lehesev l'cham t'vasei is not coming behemshech to b'shana chamishah. It techlu as period, but rather it's coming behemshel to what he said before. Nachamal b'shnas b'hashus learnedman the Rebbe brings from the Farshim as Rashi kum bavarnin adiverto lehesiv lechem tvuasei zaninita hemshel dovok tzu b'shana chamishes techlu as period, and the reason why it is not like that while we pass to zogn as tulip techlu as period that zayin the schar from lehesiv lechem tvuasei my ma what did you do? What's the big thing that you did over here? That Bashana Chamish is Techlus is Piriyeh, and therefore you deserve a reward. L'churitz HaPashtazach. The fifth year you eat, because there's no dinim specially not to eat. Nor does it dovuk to the Friedrich Pesukim. V'us letzek v'ing shmiris ha-mitzvahs. So in other words, ha-mitzvah hazei shetishmeru t'il le'esev chulu. So basically what Rashi is saying is that even though it says Lahesav Lechem Tvuasei Efto Bashana Chamish is Techlu Espiriyeh, but you should know that Lahesav Lechem Tvuasei is not coming to Bashana Chamish is Techlu Espiriyeh. It's coming behemshuk to the mitzvah of Sholoshan Miyo Lechem Arelim, especially Bashana Revias Yer Kol Piriyeh Kedish Lulim Lashem, and that's Lahesav Lechem Tvuasei. That's the way Mepharshim learn Pshat. And that the Rebbe says, this is Aber Nitfashtandik and the arichos haloshen in Pirush Rashi. Even though in pshat, it's a good pshat, but l'chura the arichos haloshen in Pirush Rashi is not verstandig. L'chura hat er gedarf zogen bekitzer. Al dara vidi ben Ezra, as lehesev lechem tvuasei is dovuk im kedish ilul, im kedish baza. So there's no real need for any arichos. You have to explain that lehesev lechem tvuasei is not coming behemshech to bashana chamishes, but it's coming behemshech to earlier, to Kedish Ilulim, other v'in Rashbam, that lehesev lechem tvuasei im tasu kasher tzivisi. No, he's not explaining what lehesev lechem tvuasei means. He's just saying im tasu kasher tzivisi. The Rebbe says that lechur in the Rashbam, there's also even there's two in Yonim over here. The Rashi starts another. Rashi mentions lehesev lechem tvuasei in the middle of the Rashi. And Rashi starts off hamitzvah hazei shetishmeru. Tia lehesiv lechem tvuasei. So it's alrichos hamitzvah hazei shetishmeru. Tia lehesiv lechem tvuasei. Shebeschora ani mevorech lechem peiris hanetis. So when you speak about the arichos of Rashi, you could speak about the words before lehesiv lechem tvuasei and the words after lehesiv lechem tvuasei. Vaisu is the ikar dig that the Rebbe has over here, as we see from the hemshech of the sicha, on the hemshech. In other words, lechura, the words lehesiv lechem tvuasei, it doesn't need explanation. The Iker explanation is to say that this idea of Lehesev Lechem Tvuasei is coming behemshech to what we learned before, either by saying that it's Dovuk L'Kedesh Ilulim or by saying B'schar HaMitzvah. Nachum. So Memele, Im Tasu Kasher Tzivisi, Unafilu Amavet, Ein Taitshim B'deichi Godl, as Rashi will eich klar machen der Pirush von Leheise lechem Tvuasi, ados meint, bischora anim bevorach lechem Peres anetiyas, hat Rashi gekannt sagen bekitzel, Leheise lechem Tvuasi, bischora mitzvah hazeis, anim bevorach lechem Peres anetiyas. So again, it would have been mamish bekitzel, bischora mitzvah hazeis, so Rashi, the Rebbe takes out the word shatishmeru, which the Rebbe will later on explain also that this word Tishmru, but it could have been Bekitzer, Amitzvah Azeis, Bischar, Amitzvah Azeis, and in Mevarech Lecham Peres Anetiyas. What is the Arichus, the Kefal Aloshna Rashi, Amitzvah Azeis, Shetishmru, Tia Lehesiv Lechem Tvuasei, and the Noch, Shebischara, and in Mevarech Lecham Peres Anetiyas. Bekitzer, Lechura Rashi is coming to Bavorn that the Lehesiv Lechem Tvuasei is not coming because of the Bashon HaChamishis Techu Kolpiryei, but rather because of the mitzvahs you did it. You did before. So Lechura, that's what Rashi should have said. That's what Rashi should have said, and Rashi should have said it Bekitzer. That's what Rashi should have said Bekitzer. So there could have been Mamish Bekitzer Nimrots, like it says in Ibn Ezra, that the Tzdovikim Kedesh Ilulim, or to say, Imtasu Kasher Tzivisi. And Lepeil, Rashi is Mayrech. So Lechura, the Rebbe is not madgashit, but later on in the terrace, there's going to be that goshit. Side is a shtikal arichos in the atzchol of Rashi. Rashi says that hamitzvah hazei shetishmeru tia, which it could have just said imtasu kasher tzivisi. Maybe that's not such a long arichos haloshim. Hamitzvah hazei shetishmeru tia lehesev lechem svuasei. And then he teaches Zuis, shebischorim and mivorech lechem peres anetiyas. L'chura Rashi could have just written that for because of this mitzvah, the Vizkara mitzvah hazeis, ani mivorech lechem peres anetiyas. Elamai Rashi wants, I'm sorry. The first kash of the Rebbe is that L'chura, it should have been written either like the Ibn Ezra or like the Rashbam. Elamai Yeganatayna, that lehesev lechem tvuasei is not so clear. It's not so clear what Lahisiv Lechem Tvuasei is. And therefore Rashi has to tight choice. Lahisiv Lechem Tvuasei means that he's Mevorech Lechem Peres Anetiyas. Okay, so that Rashi could have also written. Rashi could have just said, Bischar HaMitzvah Azeis, Ani Mevorech Lechem Peres Anetiyas. Vosid HaRichuz V'Kefal HaLoshen Rashi. HaMitzvah Azeis Shetishmeru Tia Lahisiv Lechem Tvuasei Undernok Shebischar Ani Mevorech Lechem Peres Anetiyas. Is Nochamo Bekitzer is that there's a shtickle, a long Rashi over here. HaMitzvah HaZeh SheTishmeru Tia Lehesiv Lechem Tvuasei SheBeschor Ani Mevorech Lechem Peres Anetiyas, which bepashtus, the gist of the Rashi is to tell us that this bracha, Tesev Lechem Tvuasei, is coming because of the mitzvah that you said, that the mitzvahs of Kedesh Hilulim, of keeping of the Sholosh Shalom Areilim. But Lechura, the Arichos Haloshni Rashi is Lechura not understandable. It's not understandable. Say at the beginning of the Arichos, HaMitzvah HaZeh SheTishmeru Tia Lehesev Lechem Tvuasei, and especially at the end, the Rashi fears Ui SheBeschora Ani Mevorech Lechem Peres Anetiyas. And even if Rashi holds that he has to taichu if what Tesev Lechem Tvuasei is, but Lechura, Sof Kol Sof, Rashi could have just written that Beschora HaMitzvah HaZeh SheTishmeru is Ani Mevorech Lechem Peres Anetiyas. He doesn't have to say this Loshen Tesev Lechem Tvuasei, and again, Shebischar Zani Mevorech Lechem Peres Anetiyas. That's this question that Rebbe is having on the Arichos HaLoshen of Rashi. Siiv Beis. Eich Zayin Afaran Noch Kame Diyukim B'Loshen Rashi, Umehem. Rashi says, HaMitzvah HaZeis SheTishmeru Chul. Vase Dei Sofas HaDiyuk HaZeis. As Rashi will gizok kshetishmuru amitzvah ukiyetze baza under adgosha hazeis kshetishmuru amitzvah, which is like simply like a little bit like the Rashbam said before in tasu kasher tzivisi without the loshen amitzvah hazeis volt mnech givus as is retzach wegen der mitzvah was wegen ihr let der posuk. So in other words, kshetishmuru amitzvah, which mitzvah? Obviously the mitzvah we're talking about, the mitzvah of Sholoshan Yil Chamarelim of Hashan Arvias Yil Kolpiri Kedish Ulam Hashem. That's question number one. Question number two, the Rebbe is asking Anim Beis Anim Mevorech Lechem Peres Hanetiyas. For what is Rashi Mishana for Lashon HaPasuk? The Pasuk says, Tesev Lechem Tvuasik. I feel like Rashi Dar Bavorn, at the time when Tvuasik Do is not Tvuas HaSodim, nor Natias HaKerem, Ukas Cholas HaInyan, and Taitim Kolets Michael, we're talking about trees, we're not talking about Tvuas HaSodim, which the Rebbe really is Shoylu, that Rashi has to Bavorn it. Rashi, on that the Rebbe says in the Orah 6, Avol Deichik, Kemistimus Rashi, Shebaor Habo, Rashi in Bahar, over there in Bahar, there's a pasuk that says, V'chisemru manechal bashon ha'shviyis, hein le'nizrav le'neses tvoaseinu. So over there, the Torah is telling us about the din of shviyis. It says, V'chisemru manechal bashon ha'shviyis, hein le'nizrav le'neses tvoaseinu. What does it mean, le'neses tvoaseinu? So Rashi teaches as tvoaseinu, kigen yayin, So we see that the word tvoaseinu by Rashi in Pshutish of Mikra in Pashas Bahar means Peiru Se'ilam. So the Mela, so Lohesev Lechem Tvoaseinu to mean Peiru Se'ilam is not really a chidush. Rashi says it bepshitus. But I'll call upon him, Afilo Ib Rashi Dai Bavorn, at the Taishum Tvoaseinu Do is not Tvoas Asoda, nor Tvias Aken, Ukas Cholosinian and Taitum Kaleitz Michael. But Rashi gedarf zogen bekitzer, mevorach hama peiris, oder anetis, vose der keifel aloshen peiris anetis. So again, the Rebbe has noch ha-shaila. The shaila is, first the shaila was, why was it necessary to have the whole arichus of Rashi? Rashi could have just written this nekuda, that this schar is coming for the mitzvah. This schar is coming for the mitzvah. That's question number one. Question number two was, even if Rashi wants to tell us what Lahisiv Lechem Tvuasi means, so Lechura, what does it mean? Lahisiv Lechem Tvua means Peiris HaNetiyes. But again, there's an Arichas Haloshin. He says, HaMitzvah HaZeis, Ti Lahisiv Lechem Tvuasi, Shebeschor, Ani Mevarach Lechem Peiris HaNetiyes. So that was the Kasha the Rebbe asked already in Sif Aleph. And now in Sif Beis, he asks again, Anach Diyukim. What's this idea of HaMitzvah HaZeis Shetishmeru? And what's this kefal aloshin of peiris hanatis? Peiris hanani mevorachachem peiris hanatis. Lechur, it says tvoasik, which is really be'emes lechur included in the first shaila. Why do we have to tie choice lehisav lechem tvoasik? And in the first shaila, the Rebbe already suggested that maybe you want to say clearly what lehisav lechem tvoasik means. Lehisav lechem tvoasik means peiris, which the Rebbe says it's a doichik. Because the idea that the Hesel Lechem Tvuasi means Peiris is not really a Psachidish Mshat. That's the Poshta Pshat we see in Bahar. But on the other hand, Ananiach, that it is a Chidush Mshat, but I'll call upon, what does it have to say? Peiris Anatis. It could have said either Peiris or Anatis. That's the Shaila. So the Shaila is, what's the Arichos HaDvarim in Rashi? What's this idea that Bishvil HaMitzvah HaZeis Shetishmeru? What's the HaMitzvah HaZeis? And what's the Diuk that ani mevarach lechem peiris hanatis? That's the shailas that the Rebbe is asking. Seif Gimel. Vaitez Rashi mamshich, hoye Rabakiva eimer, dibre teire keneged yetzer hara. Shele yemer odom, hari arba shonim ani mitzlayer bechinom, lefichach nemar lehesev lechem tvoas. So Rashi is explaining, why does it say lehesev lechem tvoas? He brings from Bakiva, Dibra teira keneged yetzer hara, sheliyei merodom, ali arba shonim, ani mitzdair bichinom. So Liu was bring Rashi, the maimon from Rabbi Akiva. In other words, the pasuk is telling us the schar. Well, you have to bring up, explain why you're bringing the schar. I mean, is that like such a question? Learn in the farshim, adem mitfa emfid Rashi, favosh teid der schar, nogdem, vi bashon hachamish esteichu. Und nicht früher bei Shmiras HaMitzvahs, bei welches kommt das Schar. Whereas normally, Lechura the Shaila would be that right as soon as you write about the mitzvah, you write about the Schar. Over here, the mitzvah was the Sholishon Yilacham Arelim, and then, Uvashon HaRaviyas Yilkol Piri Yekedish Yilulim, and then it says, Uvashon HaChamishas Teichlu Aspiriyeh, and then it says the Schar. Why is the Schar Mitamol mentioned after Uvashon HaChamishas Teichlu Aspiriyeh? Therefore, brings Rashi Maimer Rabbi Akiva, at the schar kum der far was ar b'shonim ani mislayer bechinam, was der odom haltzichob from essen the peiris bis shana chamishes. So it will be the pshat as I say, b'shana chamishes teichlu aspiriyeh, you're going to be actually eating the ופרס בשנה חמישס. ואחי כמה, מה שתכלו בחמישס בלבד, ולאי earlier, is יהיה להיסף. So that'll be the pshat. So notice, you know, the question is, why over here, mitamol, it's saying lehesev lechem tvuasei? So the answer is, because of bashana chamishis techles tvuasei. You're first eating it bashana chamishis. And memela, that's going to be lehesev lechem tvuasei. That's the way mefarshim learn pshat. The Rebbe brings maskal ledovit, learns pshat in Rashi. That's why, that's this bavarnish of Rabbi Akiva, pshutishal mikra. In other words, why does lehesev lechem tvuasei, which is the schar for Shmiras HaMitzvah, say after Ubashana Chamishas Techlis is period. So the point is, because Bashana Chamishas is part of the things that you did, Hesis. You did, what did you do? You did you waited for Bashana Chamishas? But on that the Rebbe says, Obeder Pirush Nid Glatik. Well, those was the schar mitzvah, statement freer, is Mulchatchilik and Shailin at Mpshutishal Mikra. Bederek Klau, Dort, wo sie wird gesagt, ein Teile der Schar-Mitzvah, steht es bis Siyum Ho'inyan. The Pasuk tells you about the Mitzvah, it tells you about the whole Mitzvah, the whole Seder Advarim of the Mitzvah, and then the Teile tells you about the Schar. Weil der ist ein Binyoneinu. Freer verendig the Teile, alle Prati HaMitzvah, wie der Odom darf sich führen mit seiner Peres. Sholish Shonim Zleyechal, Ubashonah Revias, Yekol Piri Kedish, und darf genau dem Bashana Chamishis meg sein Techlis Pirie. So the idea that Bashana Chamishis Techlis Pirie is really, even though it's not a mitzvah, but that's part of the Seder Advarim. And as your Seder Advarim is going to be Bashana Chamishis Techlis Pirie. Und erst der noch, wird ungesucht Schara Mitzvah, was der Eberste, wird der Fargeb, und leis und lecham tuase. So first, so that was saying, even though the Chura, I mean, I'm just saying, that the Bashana Chamish is not really part of your Seder Advarim of the mitzvah. They're always saying, but that's the Seder Advarim. The Seder Advarim, what the person does. Because the first 3 years he doesn't eat. And then the fourth year is Kedesh Ilulim. And then the fifth year, that's when he first starts eating. And then you speak about the Schar the mitzvah. So maybe they're always saying that Lechura, to say that there's a Psakash over here, why Lehesev Lechem Tuase, which is the Schar HaMitzvah, says after Ubashana Chamishas Techlu Aspirye, the Rebbe is saying that in Pshat, it's not a Kasha. It's not a Kasha in Pshat. That's number one. Memele is Nishvashtanik, so why is Rashi bringing this Rebbe Akiva? Eich daf min hob ma'azbore, was Rashi brang de inyan betzir of Shem Emre, was vi geret fil mol, Rashi tutas nor dort, who does his mesiv and avonis apirish. Why is it important that Rebbe Akiva was the one that said this, dinoye Rebbe Akiva Emre? Und noch mer, in dem Gufe ist Rashi Medayik, hoye Rabbi Akiva Eimer. Als Rabbi Akiva flexständig zog der Maimer. Was geht zu der Hadgoshe in Avonis Eimer? Because the fact that this is not only Omar Rabbi Akiva, hoye Rabbi Akiva Eimer, this is something Rabbi Akiva would say. It's something Rabbi Akiva would say this on a regular basis. So the question is three questions. Question number one is, why do we need this whole Rabbi Akiva over here? Because what's Shver? L'chure, we have the Schara Mitzvah. And the reason why the Schar HaMitzvah says where it says is because it's behemshech to what the person did, even though the fifth year is not part of the mitzvah, but it's behemshech to the Seder Advarim of the person. The 3 years is Arelim, the fourth year is Kedesh Hilulim, and the fifth year is when he starts eating, and then there's a Schar. There's a Schar. So they're saying that L'chura is not, that they're saying that's not Shver. It's not Shver why the Schar says after when speaking about the fifth year, even though the fifth year is not a mitzvah, because that's the Seder of his Anhaga, which was in being Mekayim the mitzvah. After the whole Seder of his Anhaga, we speak about what the Eberster is going to do. That's question number one. Question number two is, why is it mentioned as Rabbi Akiva? And question number three is, why is it mentioned Hoyer Rabbi Akiva? So that's not anachahar. Dalit, Siv Dalit. In that Maimer Gufa, was Rashi bring from Rabbi Akiva in its verstanding. Now there's a shaila on not on Rashi, but Bamis on the memory of Rabbi Akiva himself. Is an yedo kama bekama mitzvahs, velchetene zokt on the schara mitzvah. Und Rashi is by saying nit mefarish adertam was teiles maftiach schara mitzvah is keneged yitzer hara. The Hainu Luli Deschar with the Yitzhar and it lost Mekayim in the Mitzvah. So in other words, there are many places, Rebbe Tzeichen Zohar, many places where the Torah mentions the Schar HaMitzvah, and the Torah wants to tell us that for this and this Mitzvah, you're going to get a Schar. Doesn't mean that the reason why the Torah is telling us the schar is because if the Torah is not going to tell us the schar, so the Yetzer Hara will get you and you won't do the mitzvah. The Torah wants you to know about the schar for whatever reason. That's what they're saying. It's the kama v'kama mitzvahs, ve'velcha Torah zokton the schar ha-mitzvah, when Rashi bazei nit mefarish at the time of Torah maftiah, schar ha-mitzvah is k'neged Yetzer Hara, which what does it mean k'neged Yetzer Hara? Which means as luli the schar that the Yetzer Hara nitlos mekayim zeh the mitzvah. For vanity der hechlich, adavke der schar is anders von an anderes schar mitzvah und gesorgt geworden k'neged Yetzer Hara. Und nil, weil es kommt dem Odem des Schar, wie bald er sich mit Zdar gewinnt, sich chinem, lalut schon. No, the Torah tells you that this is a mitzvah, and this mitzvah is maybe a hard mitzvah, that for 4 years you're not going to have regular use of your tree, and now, on the fifth year, you're going to ask to have use of your tree, and there's going to be leisim lecham tevuasi. What is important to say that the reason why the Schar is being mentioned is because if not for the Schar, so the Yetzer Hara would be able to prevent you from doing the mitzvah. Dibra Teira k'neged Yetzer Hara. No, there is such a musik of Dibra Teira k'neged Yetzer Hara. But what's the hechra that that's the pshat over here? Bishleim by the parsha from Yifas Teir is moving. Was Rashi zokt if ulakachto l'cho isha, ulakachto l'cho l'isha, that you could take this Yifas Teir, which was found in the Melchama l'isha, as l'dibra Teira el k'neged Yetzer Hara. So the Torah is speaking k'neged Yetzer Hara because the Torah knows, the Eibishter knows, that if the Eibishter is not going to be matter this Yifas Teir, Yisoena B'Yisr, this haste, Abbe'etzem, Voltes Gedar Zayin Adavar Osir. To marry Yifas Teir is something which Bepastus is a Yifas Teir. And the Rebbe brings over here in order 16, Nochmer, the Rashi says over there that even Eishasish, you'll have a Yifasteir, you could take a Yifasteir even if she's an Eishasish. Melech, the Pashas would be a Dvar Yisr. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matira. B'mele an Inyan, v'siz muchach metecha, adosi gizog, v'ar nor, k'neged Yetzer Hara. The Seichel HaPoshet is Me'er Rashai l'hayitochen, that you should be allowed to take a Yifasteir, l'chura doesn't stim. So Mele, Rashi has to explain that, Dibrotei, k'neged Yetzer Hara. Aber b'chlal, is inyan schar for a mitzvah gefind me befeirish in teire by kamer ve kamer mitzvahs kanal. And thus I said when it gets to mitzvahs, ad reibish to git schar mitzvahs. And there's the fact that the reibish to git schar mitzvahs is a yisayt, and the fact that that lepel there are many mitzvahs that the teire clearly writes the schar is also poshut. If avos is uiz getel der schar, for der mitzvah from Orlon, kerem arvai, adaf ke'er, igizogvan, k'negi terorah. So the Rashi is quoting here Rabbi Akiva, here Rabbi Akiva Eimer. The Kasha is really bad, but you could ask on Rabbi Akiva, and you could ask it on Rashi. The Chura Rashi is Pshuta Shal Mikra. Over here we're seeing that the Torah is telling us about a schar for keeping Orla and Kloya Kerem, and the Torah is telling us the schar, and Rashi is bringing Rabbi Akiva that this schar is connected to Yetzer Hara, Mecha Tesa. Why can't you learn that the schar is Poshet? Because with Peel you did a mitzvah, the Torah is being Mavtech you that you're going to have schar. It's noch akash, noch akash. Sivhei, weiter stellt sich Rashi auf die Werte Ani Hashem und ist mefarisch Ani Hashem hamavtiach al kach v'nemon lishmir haftachosi. So the Eibishter is the one that said that l'heisiv l'chem tvuosi. So the Eibishter is saying Ani Hashem. What does it mean Ani Hashem hamavtiach al kach? I promised, I was mavtiach, ich hat zugesagt, v'nemon lishmir haftachosi. Is not moving. The Loshna Rogel by Pirush Rashi by Kigain Dois by Kitzur. Neamon L'Shalom Schar. This is Kama Rashi's. Rebbe Tzeichen Zon, other Rashi's. That Neamon L'Shalom Schar. For what is Rashi do? Meirich B'Lusheni Ani Hashem HaMavtiach Al Kach V'Neamon L'Shmar Avtachosi. Rashi could have written by Kitzur Ani Hashem Neamon L'Shalom Schar. Nochmer. It's not only a Shaila in Loshen. That instead of writing Neamon L'Shalom Schar, he could have said, he says, Neman Lishmer Avtachosi. Nochmer, nit nor sarichus haloshim, norecha shinui. Nit Neman Lishalim schar, nor Neman Lishmer Avtachosi. Schar means your reward, something you owe, that you're owed. Neman Lishalim schar, I will give you your reward. Avtachosi means my promise. So the chur is a difference. A reward means I'm giving you something which is your reward, something you owed, schar. something you're owed. Mashenken avtachosim is something I promised. The aid, Rashi is mishana eich, fun zayn friedik in loshen, bin yoneinu, shebischora ani mevorech. Rashi himself said that the pshat over there, lehesev lecham tvoas, is shebischora ani mevorech, un zot taniyim fun avtacha, hamavtiach lishmer avtachosim. In other words, l'chura, when we're referring to this, lehesev lecham tvoas, is it a schar or is it avtacha? So, I mean, obviously, the Eibush is being mafteach eschar, but the word is, avtocha sounds like you're getting it because you're being promised. And schar means you're getting it as a reward. So before, Rashi clearly said, b'negeh this inyan shebischora. So bischora means this is a reward. This is a reward. It's not only avtocha. Shebischora ani mevarech. And here, Rashi is referring to this inyan as avtocha. So that's a nochad diuk in the Lushenis and Rashi. So bekitzer, nochamah, let's just maybe go over bekitzer the diukim. The Rashi stels on the words lehesev lechem tvoasei, and Rashi says, ha-mitzvah hazeh shetishmeru tia lehesev lechem tvoasei, shebischora ani mevarech lechem peiris anetis. So what Rashi wants is bepashtus is to explain that the fact that you're eating the fifth year, that's not the reason why you're getting lehesev lechem tvoasei. So the reason why you're getting lehesev lechem tvoasei is because of the mitzvahs that you did. So the question is, so really all Rashi is saying is that lehesev lechem tvoasei is coming behemshel to the mitzvahs. So Rashi could have said, like the Ibn Ezra says, that it's dovukim kedesh ilulim, or like the Rashbam says, imtasu kasher tzivisi. But Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says more of an arichus advarim. Hamitzvah hazeh shetishmeru tia lehesev lechem tvoasei shebischora ani mevarech lechem peiris anetis. So it's really like an arichus advarim. So the Rebbe asks really in Siv Beis already, what's the negiah hamitzvah hazeh shetishmeru? What's this hamitzvah hazeh shetishmeru? And what's shebischora ani that this schar, which says lehesev lechem tvoasei, will be because of the mitzvah that you did. Elamai, maybe you want to say that the reason why the Rashi teaches us mevarech lechem peiris anetis is because not so clear lehesev lechem tvoasei. Normally, we're used to tvoa meaning tvoa sasada, tvoa sasada is tvoa, which we normally call tvoa, not peiris of ilonis. So therefore, Rashi has to bavorim that it's talking about peiris of ilonis. But the question is, so why does Rashi have to say Peiris Anatias? Either Rashi should have said Peiris or Anatias. So Bikitzer, the question is, what's this Loshen, what's this Arichos HaLoshen Rashi? What's this Loshen HaMitzvah HaZeis, Shetishmeru? And what's this Arichos of Shebeschor Ani Mevorech Lechem Peiris Anatias? Either Bechlau, we don't need these words, Shebeschor Ani Mevorech Lechem Peiris Anatias. You just said that Lehesev Lechem Tvoasi is coming for the mitzvah. And even if you do want to say, but l'chura l'loshen peiris anetis is not necessary. These are the shilas of the first two sif. And then the Rebbe brings the hamshach of Rashi of hoyer Rav Akiva ema dibre teira k'neged yetzer hara shuliyemer adam hariyar b'shonim and nimslar b'chinam l'fichach nama l'esev l'chem tvoasei. So the question is, what does Rashi want with this Rav Akiva? Why does Rashi have to bring this Rav Akiva? So Mefarshim explained that reason why, because lehesev lechem tvoasei says behemshuch to bashana chamishas, and it's really coming behemshuch to what it says before. So therefore, he brings Rabbi Akiva, said the pshat is bashana chamishas, in other words, since it's bashana chamishas, you waited till the fifth year in order to eat it, so memel is lehesev lechem tvoasei. So lehesev lechem tvoasei is coming to, not for the eating on the fifth year, but for the waiting for the eating on the fifth year. That's what Mefarshim explained. And that the Rebbe says that L'chur, the Kasha, is not a Kasha. Why does Lehesev Lechem Tvoasei say over here? Because Bepashtus, the Torah speaks about first what the person should do, talks about Sholosholm Yolechem Arelim, Barshon Arvis, Kele Shilul Mashem, Ubashon Achamidshis is going to be the Techlu Espiriyeh, and then Lehesev Lechem Tvoasei. The Rebbe is not accepting that the lehesev lechem tvoasei, this schar says not in the right place. That's question number one. And then, question is, why is he mentioned Rabbi Akiva? And what's this diuk haloshen of hoyer Rabbi Akiva? What's this hoyer Rabbi Akiva? That's nochadiuk. Then there's another shaila, the lashon of Rabbi Akiva, that it says dibra teira keneged yetzer hara. Rashi brings this lashon of Rabbi Akiva, dibra teira keneged yetzer hara. Dibra teira keneged yetzer hara sounds like that kilu, if not for the Torah saying what he's saying, so the yetzer hara would have been able to get a hold of you, and you wouldn't be able to stand against the yetzer hara. Says, but again, if asteir lemoshul over there, the pasha if asteir should be osur. And the Torah was matay fasteir, so Rashi Taka brings the dibra Torah keneged yetzer hara because it means Hakadosh Baruch Hu matira yisur and abisur. Because the whole musig of the fasteir, the frat, like the fact that the fasteir could even be a shasish, is mutter, is a dvar chidush. So therefore, Rashi has to explain that the reason for this chidush is because the in Hakadosh Baruch Hu matira yisur and abisur. Mashenken over here, there's many places that there is schara mitzvahs. The musig of schara mitzvahs is a fundamental musig in Yiddishkeit, that there's schara mitzvahs. And the Eberste is telling us that for doing such a gewaldika mitzvah, of holding back for five till the fifth year to eat, there'll be a schar. So what do you have to say? That if not for the fact there'll be the schar, they'll be missing the union of dibra teira keneged yetzer hara, ki'ilu a person won't be able to stand against the yetzer hara. And then in Sif Hei, the Rebbe asks, "Vayte the Rashi stells on the words Ani Hashem." And over there, the lashon is Hamaftiach al kach v'nem lishmar avtachosik. Now, normally Ani Hashem is nem lishalom schar. What's the Hamaftiach al kach v'nem lishmar avtachosik? And really, there's a difference between schar and Maftiach al kach v'nem lishmar avtachosik. Schar means it's a reward. It's a reward for what you did. That's the pshat. You're getting a schar. Mashein came. Sounds like a promise. The Eibush, the promise in Mele, he's Nem Lishmar Avtachosi. Ilchura, the union of Schar and the union of Maftiach Al Kach, Nem Lishmar Avtachosi. Ilchura, not the same thing. Umbefrat, Rashi himself said before, when Rashi said on the Rashi that if you're going to do Hamitzvah Zeis, Tia Lehesev Lechem Tvuosi, Sheb Bischora, and Imavarach Lechem Peres on the Tias. So Rashi did say that this schar is a union of schar. It's not just avtocha. You know, taking into account that schar and avtocha is lechur two separate inyanim. So why it's over here, mitamol, Rashi is using the word avtocha. That's the question. These are the questions that the Rebbe is asking here on Rashi. Se'ivov. V'yashleimar habir b'zeh. The shayla in posik, was Rashi kumt fa'emfrem b'pirushei, is nid benegeh dem ort von die Werte leheisev lechem tvuose. U kanal as im pshuti shel mikre das melchat chilkin kashenet. There's the whole musig that why does it say leheisev lechem tvuose after that, after ubashona chamishes techlu espiri is not a kashen. And memele also the beginning of the sikh where the rabbi brings the mefarshim, they explain that was the whole point of Rashi, that the problem is vikum do arayim. It sounds like as if the Lehesev Lechem Tvuase is coming for Bashona Hamishis, Techlu Espiri is not really, the Rebbe is not accepting that's Pshutish Omikra. Pshutish Omikra, it's Poshut, that there was a mitzvah that a person did. He kept the Sholoshon Yelechem Arelim, Bashona Revias Yekol Piri Ki Ilulei, and then Bashona Hamishis is Techlu Estvuase, and then there's Lehesev Lechem Tvuase. It's not a kasha. Nor, the problem over here, the Rashi, what's Rashi is not the problem with where it says, nor in the Pirush HaTevis. What pshat? Eib Teire vol stam gemeint, onzogen de schara mitzvah, hat die gedarf stehen wie aldere wie in andere Erter, leman heise vilchem tvuase. Oder veise vilchem tvuase. It would be very clear that the heise vilchem tvuase is something the Eberster is going to do. So what you did is what you did. Bashana Hamishis is Techu Kol Pirye, and Leman, everything that you did until now, will be that the Eberster will be Hesev Lechem Tvuase. The Loshen Le Hesev Lechem Tvuase, Belamed Betchilosi Weiss, Ados is Mechuven und der Tachlis von der Mitzvah. Sholishonim Gamer Le Yechal, Ubashana Revias Yer Kol Pirye Kedish Gamer, Kidei Le Hesev Lechem Tvuase. So the Rebbe is saying, when you read the pasuk bepshitus, it says Vashana Chamishes Teichlu Espiriy, and so this is the seder of what you did, and now it comes Lehesiv Lechem Tvuasi. This everything that happened until now is going to be Lehesiv Lechem Tvuasi. Because Lehesiv Lechem Tvuasi is behemshich to what it said. It's not That's going to happen from the Eibishter. That was the purpose of the doing. Al derech, loshen zocher esyem ha-shabbos likatshe. Was the likatshe nitaschar, nor the matore un tachlus from the zocher. So just like we have zocher esyem ha-shabbos likatshe, so pshat is likatshe is the pirush of why is zocher esyem ha-shabbos in order to be likatshe. Is al derech zeh, lehesev lecham tvoasim means what you did until now, the whole arichos of the sholosh shanim lechem areilim, shana revias, is all lehesev lecham tvoasim. That's the pashtus of pasuk. Now, if that's the pashtus of the pasuk, the question is chidush. So chidush is, in other words, that the mitzvah you're doing with the intent of lehesev lecham tvoasi. Their mit is rash. Their fun is rashi machriach. At the pshat in pasuk is hamitzvah hazeis shetishmeru tia lehesev lecham tvoasi. And the Rebbe asked before, what's this hamitzvah hazeis? And what's this? Tia lehesev lecham tvoasi. What's this? Arichos advar. Hamitzvah hazei shetishmeru tia lehesev lecham tvoasi. Which means, so the Rebbe is teaching up pshat and Rashi, chidush pshat. Chosha bechlal daf mekayim zayin hamitzvah defar vel hazei od reibish negeisen. But by their mitzvah, zog de teira az ir shmira is meg zayin melechatchila mit der kavon lehesev lecham tvoasi. That's psachidush pshat. Chidush pshat. In other words, lehesev lecham tvoasi is not something which the Torah is telling us what's going to happen as a result of doing the mitzvah, but rather the mitzvah has a mitzvah hazeh shetishmeru tia. What will be tia? Tia. The mitzvah will be the mitzvah. So not the mitzvah will cause, but rather the mitzvah will be lehesev lecham tvoasi. So that's the first. It says the diuk of the Rebbe in Chumash, in the Shaila of Rashi and in the Chiddush of Rashi. The diuk of the Shaila of Rashi is what's the pshat lehesev lecham tvoasi, which sounds like that everything you're doing is lehesev lecham tvoasi. And what's the teret? The teret is taka. The taka mitzvah hazeh shetishmeru tia lehesev lecham tvoasi. Generally, mitzvahs you don't do in order. You do it because the Eibishter said it. This mitzvah is lehesev lecham tvoasi. And das is was Rashi emayrek b'lusheni. The verte lehesev lecham tvoasi zaninit kin onzok if the schara mitzvah. No, the Torah read the beiker ben kavanos adam as to the mitzvah kedei lehesev lecham tvoasi. Is a mitzvah hazeis shetishmeru. Tia lehesev lechem tvoasi doesn't mean lehesev lechem tvoasi that this is going to be the schar. Rest is going to talk about the schar, but it's going to be lehesev lechem tvoasi kumt uis as in Pirush Rashi vertariz gebracht al tu di mitzvah kidei lehesev lechem tvoasi kumt uis as in Pirush Rashi vertariz gebracht zvei inyonim. First of all, the pirush from lehesev lechem tvoasi as is as dos retzach vegen kavonos ha'odim a mitzvah hazei shetishmeru. Tia lehesev lecham tvoasi. Beis der tam via zei kender odom azei trachten. Weil do hat der Eibishter ongezog bim yuchat az azei vete zayn bepeil. She beschore ani mevorech lecham peiris anetis. Now this last word is, I don't have it clear. In other words, she beschore, now Rashi teaches us, in other words, the pshat in the posik is that this is your kavanah. This is your kavana. Your kavana is lehesev lecham tvoasi. And then, now the question is, vi kumtis, in other words, how is it, taka, that their tam, let's read again, the little base, their tam, vi azei kender odom azei trachten, baldo hod reibish to ongezog b'myuchot, ez azei vet zayn bepeil, she b'schore ani mevorech lecham peiris anetis. And later on, the Rebbe is going to ask again, why is this different? But over here seems to be saying, you know, the general Indian of Schara Mitzvahs, which is the Musig of Schara Mitzvahs, which the Eibishter didn't really say, Ongezog b'myuchad az azevet zayn bepeil. I'm not really sure what that means. The Eibishter nish Ongezog b'myuchad az azevet zayn bepeil. So over there, you can't have kavana for the Schara Mitzvahs. But Shenken over here, at the Eibishter, Ongezog b'myuchad az azevet zayn bepeil, so that's different. Al Kopar, maybe we'll get back to it. I'm not sure the pshat. But the Nekudas HaDvarim is that we're learning over here, first of all, a new pshat in the pasuk, a new pshat of what Rashi is bothered with in the pasuk. Pasha's a pasuk of lehesev lechem tvoasi sounds like that's what you're doing. You're doing it lehesev lechem tvoasi. And that's what Rashi is bothered. Rashi, but what does it mean lehesev lechem tvoasi? So Rashi teaches Zuis. That's what Rashi teaches Zuis, that the pshat is that. That's what Rashi teaches, and he says lehesev lechem tvoasi is not just a schar that you're going to do, but rather that's what Rashi says. Hamitzvah hazeis shetishmeru tia. Now tia means what you're going to be doing is tia lehesev lechem tvoasi. No, it's not tia that is going to cause. Tia is the teaches hamitzvah hazeis shetishmeru tia lehesev lechem tvoasi. That's the chidush, and that's the pshat and pasuk. Now the question is why, or what's the hesber that this mitzvah is different? So on that Rashi is that tia lehesev tvoasi, and that Rashi is that bischara ani mevarach kamperis anatias. So bischara ani mevarach kamperis anatias justifies why when you're going to be doing the mitzvah, you're going to be doing the mitzvah lehesev lechem tvoasi. Now this little knetch, it's more than a little knetch, this is an important part, that because Shebischara and Imavarach and Peres Anatias, and that justifies why that Lehesel Lechem Tvoasi is the reason for doing it, Tzorech Bir a little bit more. It needs to be Mavarach more. But Akoparim, that's what we're learning meanwhile. So Akoparim, it's clear to us the Chiddush of the Rebbe in the Rashi, that the Rebbe is learning, first of all, the Shaila in the Pasuk is not in the place of the Pasuk, like the other Mefarshim learn, but rather the Shaila in the Pasuk is the Lamed of Lehesev Lechem Tvoasi. And what's the Teretz? The Teretz is, that's Takapshat. That's Takapshat. That HaMitzvah HaZeh SheTishmeru Tia Lehesev Lechem Tvoasi. That, in other words, Rashi is saying the Pshat is, read it Kipshuti. Why? So on that Rashi is Shebischar. That's what we Aaron says so clearly. Shebischar ani mevarach lechem peiros anatias. This is the first yisod, which here the Rebbe is like really answering the first shailas that he asked. The shailas that he asked about hamitzvah hazeis shetishmeru tia b'shvil. What's the whole arichos advarim? So the Rebbe explained already the whole arichos advarim. Al pize verdi shaila. Then lehesev lechem tvoasi, vol gemein der onzog of schara mitzvah, vol kashen is given, was the verte stein besiyam in kanal, because that's where the schara mitzvah should be. Aber leit pirish rashi, ados bat sitzav beikir zu kavanu so odem beis kiyam shmiris ha-mitzvah. So lehesev lechem tvoasi is really not what's going to happen later, but rather the whole mitzvah should be lehesev lechem tvoasi. Hat es gedar stehen bis Michus zu die Werte, was reden wegen Schmieres am Mitzvah. Nur es lei jechal mit der Kavana, lei se lecham tu wasse. Aber woran des Rashi durch dem, was er im Schane von Loschen Akosov tu wasse, und er so hat Peres an der Tis. Und der Pasuk says, was schon er wie es techu es pirje, and then it says, lehi se lecham tu wasse. And the question is, I say, if lehi se lecham tu wasse is the schar, so on that, the Rebbe is saying that there wouldn't be no Shaila whites here. It's partial whites here. Because after you did everything you did, including that you started eating Bashana Chamisha Techlis period, so now the Pasuk is speaking about the Schar. But since the Pasuk over here is speaking about the Kavanas HaMitzvah is not in the fifth year, the Kavanas HaMitzvah is in the earlier years. So Lechura, this should have said earlier. So Lechura Lehesev Lechem Tvoase should have said earlier. So on that, by the fact that Rashi is changing the words lehesev lechem tvoase, and he says that ani mevorach lechem peiros anatias, that b'schar, ani mevorach lechem peiros anatias, Rashi is explaining why this pasuk, even though really it's the kavanas hamitzvah, is talking about peiros, is says over here. Bavarant is Rashi duch dem v'ser mishana from loshen hakosel tvoase. Und sagt Peres Anitis, durchstellen die Werte Lehesev Lechem Tvoase, noch über Shona Chamishis Gamer, will der Posig undeiten Efen Abroche. It's a big Chiddush over here in the Broche of Lehesev Lechem Tvoase. The Pashtab Shal, as before, the Pashtab Shal, Lehizel Lecham Tvuasi, means you'll have a ribui Tvua, you'll have a ribui Peres. Whereas the Peres will grow more, the Peres that will grow in the fifth year will be a Hesafa. There's even, you know, you missed out so much 4 years, but the fifth year you'll have a ribui Peres. So he says, no. They're passing a Fnei Fna Bracha. They're Pshatin Lehizel Lecham Tvuasi, in it nor, Adar Ebeshter Vet Geb Matesis Bracha, in the tzmicha und wuchs von the peiris, that it'll grow bigger peiris or more peiris. Nor as ech nol dem, wie es weln uis wachsen the peiris an the tiers von shana chamishes, zayin the great zu techlis period. Nor as bashana chamishes is techlis period. Vet in ze gufe chal zayin birches Hashem, beifen shel isofa veribuy ani mevarech lachem peiris an the tiers. So the Rebbe is learning kipshute. And the Nevarach of Peiris Anatiyas means they're already Peiris Anatiyas. The Peiris Anatiyas are already there. And the Nevarach of Peiris Anatiyas. Aldera virashi zokn pashas bahar af betech me'ayim teh be'brocha. So just like we see such a musik that a person ate already. And betech me'ayim there's a brocha. So over here it's maybe even less. That it could be already Peiris. The Peiris are here already. And in those Peiris, which were already grew and they were ready to be eaten already, there the Vashana Khamishes Techu Espiriye, so those payers, Hanatiyas, they'll be a bracha. That's the Pshat, Psachidish Mshat. So that's what the Rebbe is saying over here, and where do you get that? Where do you get this Yisod? Where do you get this Chidush that the payers Hanatiyas is because the Taka says Vashana Khamishes? So it comes out that this Chidush is totally with the other Chidush. In other words, the first Chidush that the Rebbe is saying is Pshat is that Lehesiv lechem tvoase is the kavanas hamitzvah. If lehesiv lechem tvoase is the kavanas hamitzvah, so why does lehesiv lechem tvoase say yom bashana chamishis? The chure should have said behemshech to the mitzvah. So that the answer is because the schar of this mitzvah, the schar of the mitzvah, which the kavan of the mitzvah is lehesiv lechem tvoase. But what's going to be lehesiv lechem tvoase? That b'schora ani mevorech lechem peiros hanatiyas. That the Peiros Hanatiyas, which are Bishan HaChamishes, they will have a bracha. And therefore, this bracha of Lehesel, this pasuk of Lehesel Lecham Tvoasei, which is really talking about the Kavanas HaMitzvahs, is also put in Bishan HaChamishes to understand that the Kavanas HaMitzvahs is for the schar that you're going to have by the bracha of the Peiros Hanatiyas, which is Bishan HaChamishes. That's so it's like, so no, it's Lefize, Fayamford, all the Shilas. The Shila was, why does it say, HaMitzvah Hazeh is Shetishmeru, HaMitzvah Hazeh is, because this mitzvah, you have the Kavana of Lehesev Lechem Tvoase, and the Kavana is Lehesev Lechem Tvoase. HaMitzvah Hazeh is Shetishmeru, Tia, Lehesev Lechem Tvoase. Tia means, not Tia means, this will cause. Tia means that the mitzvah should be Lehesev Lechem Tvoase. Lehesev Lechem Tvoase. And then it says, why? Because b'schora ani mevorech lechem peiros hanatiyas, and peiros hanatiyas means kipshute, the peiros hanatiyas, the peiros that were already grown from the natiyas, which means that the bracha is going to be a bracha miyuchedus, not a bracha that things will grow more, or grow better, or more, but rather that even after their peiros hanatiyas, their bishan hachamishes, and they're ready to be eaten, so there'll be a bracha, that'll be a bracha, and that's the reason why this bracha is mentioned. Dafke in Behemshir to Bashan HaChamishis. Sifches, es bleibt aber nicht verstandig, mit was ist die Mitzvah anders von alle anderen Mitzvahs? Was Dafke bei ihr ist Tere sagt on, am emeg melchatchilu mekaim zeh de Mitzvah kidei lehesev lechem tvuase. Und der Schar Atzmei ist anders wie der Schar von anderen Mitzvahs. In Haifen, Shalei Be'erach, Abroche, im Peiris Anatiyas Kanal. So now there's two modern zachen over here. First of all, the musig that over here the Torah is telling us milchatchila mekayim zay the mitzvah kidei lehesiv lechem tvoase, which is psachidush. So why is this taka different? That over here there's lechatchila you could be mekayim the mitzvah kidei lehesiv lechem tvoase, and also what's this idea that the bracha is a psabracha miyuchedus? In other words, yeah, brachas that there'll be a ribui atvoah, but over here there's a brachas. That the Peiros Hanatiyas is Lemailam Derech HaTeva Legamri, that the Peiros Hanatiyas will be a bracha. So that, because of this shaila is why over here you have this mitzvah, which is a special thing that this mitzvah, you can have a kavona, lehesev lechem tvorsi, that's the kavona ha-mitzvahs. And also that the lehesev lechem tvorsi is a very, very mechudish dika lehesev lechem tvorsi, that the payas and the tears will be in the tesev. Bring the far Rashi, the mind of Rabbi Akiva. The question was, why does Rashi bring this whole Rabbi Akiva? Well, why is Rabbi Akiva necessary? So before we learn the reason why Rabbi Akiva, the Mefarshim learned the reason why Rabbi Akiva is necessary, is because why does it say over here? Why does this Lehesel Lechem Tvuasi say over here? that's the Shaila of Rabbi Akiva. Why does it say over here? And on that, the Rebbe really didn't accept that teres, because he said, what says over here? Tzchar HaMitzvah says over here. Tzchar HaMitzvah says over here. Later on, the Rebbe explains that Bam is this not Tzchar HaMitzvah, this is the Kavanah HaMitzvah. And the reason why it says over here is in order to be mechadish this idea that it's paid and it is. Why taka? So we understand that this is why the pasuk says it. But the question is, hagufa? What's the taka, the pshat, that a person is allowed to have kavana in order lehesiv lechem tvorsi? The kasha is not on the kasha on the pasuk. The kasha is on havana sadvar. There's not the question is why the pasuk writes it this way. The question is, that lechure psachidish de kazach, that this mitzvah, you're allowed to have kavana lehesiv lechem tvorsi, that's number one. And secondly, that there's going to be a psaschar, which is also a mechudish de kazachar, that the peiris on the tears. Bring the far Rashi, the mind of Rabbi Akiva. Dibra teire keneged yetzer Rashi leyemer odom chul. Vibal se zeyer shver, zu mekayim zayn dim mitzvah, vore ma mensch kan doch teinen arbe shanem anim et stair, Bechinom hat min matir gemacht. Kineged yetzer hara zu hab min zinnen des schar a mitzvah beis kiyuma. Und kudei zu befriedike die yetzer hara der eivrishte mastiach a schar shalei al derech harok. Both in yonim there is masbir. The shayl is, why mitamol are you allowed to have kavona b'shvil a schar? And also, why is the schar so unusual? And the answer is, the reason why the Torah was matter, you should have the Kavana, Lehesev Lechem Tvuase. And also, why is this schar so unusual? Because Dibra Torah Keneged Yetzer Hara. The Torah knows that a person feels bad to go ahead and work for 4 years and not have anything from it. And that the Yetzer Hara is very strong, that you're working 4 years and you don't have anything from it. So Dibra Torah Keneged Yetzer Hara, first of all, that you should do it lahisiv lechem tvuasek. You should have in zimim that the 4 years that you're not having any benefit, but that's going to be lahisiv lechem tvuasek. And nochmer, that lahisiv lechem tvuasek is a very unusual lahisiv lechem tvuasek. It's something which is a very lemailim from usual, and that'll help you being able to overcome this yetzer hara. Val fizer verstandig bepashes was rashi de noch mamshich. Ani Hashem. Ani Hashem ha-maftiach al kach v'nema lishmer avtachosi. Doi nit maspik der zinus nema lishalom schar v'ibandere mitzvahs. Hayeis ador retzach v'ing ha-mitzvah v'os der odom tut me l'chathila l'shem schorra. Und lulu dem v'ol di yitzahara uizgifirt nit der lozun su mekayim zayn ha-mitzvahs. In other words, we're gathering from the fact that the Torah is telling us that you're allowed to have kavana l'shem schar and the special schar. So it means that we're talking about a situation where the person wouldn't have been able to do it if not for the schar. That schar. So saying ani Hashem ne'amol l'shalom schar is not enough. It's not enough. I'm ne'amol l'shalom schar, because the fact that a person has schar is not enough for a person to hold himself to be able to do this mitzvah. The Rebbe does. Der Pirush ani Hashem amavtiach al kach, v'ne'aman lishmer avtachosi. Wissen dik, ados is a avtoche von dem Eibishn, nur es ne'aman lishmer avtachosi, i dos maspik, as eich di Yetzer Hara, soll musen maskem sein von Kiyum HaMitzvah. So that is explaining over here that, nur since we're talking about Dibra Teirik and Eich Yetzer Hara, so it's not stam ne'aman l'shalom schar, I'm a one that's ne'aman l'shalom schar. A Yid knows that there's schar for mitzvahs. But we see over here that the Yid, the fact that the schar for mitzvahs, the Yetzer Hara wouldn't help him. The Yetzer Hara wouldn't let him do the mitzvah. In other words, he wouldn't do the mitzvah. So he has to, in order to overcome the Yetzer Hara, he has to do the mitzvah al menas l'kayim schar. And not only al menas l'kayim schar, it has to be a schar, special schar, which is the mevorach peiros hanetiyos. So now the Torah is and says, listen, that ani Hashem, in other words, am neman lishmar avtechosi, this is something which I was maftiach, that this is what will happen. And since I'm maftiach, that this is what will happen, so memela, that'll help you, that'll help the yid to be able to overcome the Yetzer Hara and be able to keep the Shneis Arla and Alder Zeh, the Bashana Reviyas, Kedesh Yilulim Lashem. And the Rebbe adds over here in Hara 28, V'gam ho yemokim leimar, shemikivin shemekayim ha-mitzvah v'shvil l'kabal pras, le'yikabal ha-schar. So in other words, musig that he's doing something, kidei l'kabal schar, will cause him to be worried that maybe he won't be mekabal ha-schar because he's the shalei lishmo. So therefore, lochim mukhrochim ha-yisofen shakadosh baruch hu maftiach al kach, shebechol eifin yikabal ha-schar. So that's another inyan. It's not enough the nemo l'kabal schar. So there's two nekudas. Nekudas over here, not enough nemo l'kabal schar, because we're talking about someone that you have to speak to him keneged yetzer hara, and befrat someone that's doing it kidei l'kabal schar. So for him, it's not enough the nemo l'kabal schar. For him, you have to have the shemer avtechos. Seif tes. Ba'atamud b'mulach ken zecho b'dervekin ha-shayl. V'kumtus, amizol, by der mitzvah, azeifil mishana zayin von alle mitzvahs, which is mater machin, so ophitin l'shem schar, so l'chadchila, that the seder advarim is, l'heisev l'chem tuwasei, that mater machin, ophitin l'shem schar, und dertzu noch, maftiach zayin aschar, bilti tivi virogel klal. So we're dealing with like two chidushim. One chidush is that you're allowed to do it lachatchila b'shvil schar, and secondly that the schar is going to be a schar which is built in tivul viragi klal. Why is this happening? And dosa al sulib einim v'siz in azah shvala matziv ader einzik aveg tzupel zaynefim is subavornin keneged yitzara. So in other words, we're talking about a person that dibrotated keneged yitzara. So now obviously, not every person is in that matzav. There are certain people which by them, the yitzar hara wouldn't be, let them be able to do this mitzvah, only through the fact that he does it l'shem schar, and also that this schar is a very mechudish dik schar, that mevarech lechem peiros hanetiyos. So l'churetz, so a Talmud Mulach is asking, psachidush, that to have such a chidush of having a kavana for schar, and the schar should be a zegevaldik, for who is it? For someone which is in such a matzav, which lulei this inyan, he wouldn't do it. Zok Rashi ados zok Reb Akiva. The question: why you mention Reb Akiva? Does zok Reb Akiva? What's Reb Akiva? Dervas ad yizok v'haftal riyacha kamecha ze klal gadol bateira. That's number one. So in other words, V'haftal Riachu Kamecha is worrying about Yedrit. Eich, is Reb Akiva given there, V'sho Yerogel Ozakas Yisro? Un leit Shittas Reb Akiva as Gefinnen as Chus, if Yedin Eden, proven in Helfen Chulu, is a klal Godel Batera, is moving. So in the Shitta of Reb Akiva is moving, V'avos Teira, V'anemzach mit Yedin Eden, und bewornt euch azah, was darf onkommen, zu dibretene, keneged yetzer hara. So notice, this is a shita of Reb Akiva, which by him, zeklal gadol bateira. And Reb Akiva, which was involved in being mezakas es Yisrael, hoye rogel lezakas es Yisrael, is memele, his shita is the understanding that lezakas es Yisrael, so memele, according to him, is understandable why the teira is looking to worry about a person which is in a matzah, which lulei, there's going to be this kavod of schar, lulei, there's going to be this schar miyuchid, he wouldn't do the mitzvah. And thereby is Rashi medayik, hoye Reb Akiva eimer, as a flag der maimer nochanan chazrin, vados bavais, as in der bavornish, von dibre teire keneged yetzer hara, hat sich haruiz gesagt, azach, was er bemiyuchid verbunden mit mahusi und malosish Reb Akiva. So in other words, this is something which wasn't something Reb Akiva just once said. There's a Reb Akiva. The union of Reb Akiva is Kal Gadol Bateira Abbas Yisroel. The union of Lezakas is Yisroel. And because of that, is Hoyer Reb Akiva Eimer. Und der Pfarrer hat Davke Rabbi Akiva gechazet wegen dem größten Teeles davon. Why Rabbi Akiva? Was pshat heuer Rabbi Akiva immer? Rabbi Akiva hat der erste 40 Jahre von seinem Leben nicht gelernt kein Teere. Erst dann, wenn man dem zugesagt Schar, Eber wird gehen lernen Teere, ist gegangen lernen. So Rabbi Akiva himself had that experience. He was in a matzev for 40 years he didn't learn. And when did he start learning? He started learning when they told him, they gave him, when they promised him schar. Kum tu is as bei Rabbi Akiva is given ke'ein de matzev fun he'ar b'shonim an im tzayr b'chinam. That's just which means sein gain learning teire given verbunden mit a wegwerfen der erste 40 Jahre von seinem Leben. Durch gain learning teire is er madgish at the friedike Jahren. Seine Mitzdair Bechino. Sie seinen umsiste Jorn. So Rabbi Akiva had this experience. In other words, Rabbi Akiva was 40 years he didn't learn. And then he went and he learned for Schar. And when he went to learn for Schar, so that learning also emphasized that what was happening until now was Bechino's Mitzdair Bechino. It was wasted years. The learning brought out the fact that the previous years were wasted years. When that is gegangen, lernen und teilen zu lieber Schar. And the Afal became, so in other words, he then heard that it was wasted years, and he went to do it al Schar. The Afal became, that the Matzliach gewen, and limo da teire, but as a Zlocha muflogo. The Ilu naile kol kach, bis as kula libe der Vakiva. They're all the Mishnayis, the Mishnayis, and Tisefta, the Brises are all the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, and Stam Mishnayis of Meir. So now it's all the Stam of the Brises, Rol alibe der Bakiva. Und der Riba hoye Rabbi Akiva eimer dibra teilechul. Weil kein ze is given der Matzev mit em. Durch haftoch es char hat er angeben lernen teile und sov gekommen zu sein Madrege Malus Rabbi Akiva. So this understanding, you know, is the idea that Lepeil, we're talking about a person that Lepeil, he's, you know, there's a matzav of a person dibra teira k'neged yetzer hara. What's the dibra teira k'neged yetzer hara? Because he feels that for 4 years he worked for nothing, and memele, it's hard for him to go ahead and go learn teira. And therefore, he feels that if he's going to do the mitzvah of arla and kloya kerem, so neter ravai. The Arla and Neter Ravai, so it's going to come out that he's going to be for 4 years he's been chino. Elamai, what's going to bring him to do it? Bring him to do it is the fact that he's doing it b'shul schar lehisav lechem tvoasei, and that's tam aschar astar miyuchet aschar miyuchet. Who appreciates that? Or appreciates that, Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva, first of all, is the person that's worrying about Avos Yisrael is a klal gadol b'teira. He was mezakas as Yisrael. So mainly he's worrying about that person that without this he wouldn't be able to do it. That's number one. And also he can appreciate it because he himself didn't learn teira for 40 years. He didn't learn teira for 40 years. And then he went ahead and started learning teira for schar. And Lepeil, when he started learning for schar, so then he felt that the 40 years until now were garnished. And nevertheless, even though he felt that tsar, that the 40 years that till now were garnished, and Lepeil, he was learning Teira now because of Schar, but nevertheless, he was Matzliach to the extent where it's Kulad, Alibad Rabbi Akiva. Nachamol. In other words, the Nekudas Advarim is that the reason why over here there's an union of Lehisa Lechem Tvoasi, that Lehisa Lechem Tvoasi is the Kavana, is because Dibra Teira Keneged Yetzer Hara. And why do we need over here the Dibra Teira Keneged Yetzer Hara? Because there's the Musig of Ani Mitztayer Bechinam. For 4 years I worked Mitztayer Bechinam, so that could bring out the Yetzer Hara, and that's why you need the Dibra Teira Keneged Yetzer Hara. So you need Sai that you should have Kavana L'Shem Schar, and Sai that the Schar should be a Schar Meyuchet. Now, what's this union of Hoyer Bekiva Eimer? Hoyer Bekiva Eimer. So, first of all, Hoyer Bekiva Eimer is the union because Rabbi Akiva, the Shaila is Lechura Hayitochen. That the Torah is like worrying about this one person, the people that by them is Dibra Torah Keneged Yetzer Hara, that the Yetzer Hara is not going to let them work for 4 years without having kavanah for schar. So that the answer is no. Rabbi Kiva, which says klal gadol b'teira, obviously so klal gadol b'teira, milzakas Yisrael. So he's worried about every single yidden. That's number one. And then the nekudas advarim hoyer Rabbi Kiva Eimer. What shot hoyer Rabbi Kiva Eimer? Hoyer Rabbi Kiva Eimer. So on that, the Rebbe is like that hoyer Rabbi Kiva Eimer, because this inyan was an inyan of Rabbi Kiva. No, there's not only mitzad the fact that Rabbi Kiva was mezakas es Yisrael and the inyan of Avos Yisrael. This is an inyan which Rabbi Kiva himself experienced. This was something which hoyer Rabbi Kiva Eimer. The Rebbe brings in Or 31 the hoyer mitpirus kveitusis muchadmur benusach hagod the chacham mahu Eimer. Because the Eimer of the Chacham is Zokta Ruiz the Chacham. So al there is there, Hoyer Rabbi Kiva Eimer, this Eimer of Rabbi Kiva, Taruiz Gizok Rabbi Kiva. He said what Rabbi Kiva was. What was Rabbi Kiva? Rabbi Kiva was a person that didn't learn for 40 years. And then he started learning Pushfil Schar. They promised him Schar, and then he started learning. And Lepeil, when he started learning for Schar, so at that same point in time, when he went started learning for Schar, so it was like nizgala by him, the inyan that the first 40 years were a waste of time. And that caused the gevaldik tzar. That's a tzar of the first 40 years. And as a person's living a life, and now all of a sudden he's changing his he's starting to learn Torah, and now he's realizing that the 40 years were a waste of time. So that's l'chura would be ma'ir a certain tzar to be able to start learning and memela declare, so to speak, to himself that the last 40 years was a waste of time. Nevertheless, he did it, and he did it also because of the schar that he had. So we see from here that there's this inyan of netzayir. And knows he, the schar overrides the tsar that he has from this waste of the previous years. Even though it's not mamish the same thing, because over here the pshat is I'm going to do something and I know I'm going to waste it, and lepel I know that I'm going to have schar for it. But over here, the vart was that he is going to do something, and for the something that he's going to do, he's going to have schar. And while he's doing it, and he's going to have schar, he's going to realize that he wasted 40 years. So it's going to be madgish, the waste of the 40 years. And therefore, and nevertheless, he did it. And not only he did it, but he was matzliach, till the extent where all of Teira Sheval Peh is kula alibad Rabbi Kiva. All the braises, all the mishnayis, everything is all alibad Rabbi Kiva, because they were all his talmidim. So memela, so we see that Rabbi Kiva appreciated this inyan. First of all, he saw that it worked. And secondly, that he appreciated this inyan. So therefore, hoyer Rabbi Kiva Eimer, this was something that Rabbi Kiva would say. Because the Dibra Teira keneged Yetzer Hara, that the Teira especially says, according to this word of the Rebbe, says that Lehesev Lechem Tvuase is the Kavana. Your Kavana was Melechatchila Lehesev Lechem Tvuase, and through that, and Lehesev Lechem Tvuase is also Mevarech Lechem Peiris Anatiyis, and through that, that's the Dibra Teira keneged Yetzer Hara. That's the Dibra Teira keneged Yetzer Hara. This is that Rabbi Kiva, the first 40 years of his life, didn't learn Teira, the Rebbe brings over here in the Pnim. Rabbi Kiva, the erste 40 Jahre von seinem Leben nicht gelernt kein Teira. And that the Rebbe is quoting Ovis the Rav Nosson, 32. Erst dann, wenn man zum Zuge sagt Schar, eben wird gehen lernen Teira, ist gegangen lernen. So it sounds like for 40 years he didn't learn, and then they were maftich im Schar, and then he went to learn. So that, the Rebbe zeichens, the Gemara in Ksubis Samach Beis. And then, the Rebbe in the Shuli Agilian, the Rebbe brings down the Gemara in the Dorim, that it says that Ela Achre Shinisas Le Bas Kalba Suvua is Omele Zil Havei Beirav. So which means that after they got married, that's when she told him to go learn Teira. Now the question is, in Gemara in Ksubis it comes out that they got married Melchatchil Al Menazeh. Mashenkin in the Dorim, it seems like that only later on he told him Havei Beirav. Avol B'chdei Shele Yister Lahodik Subis, which sounds like that happened before they got married. Yeshlema sheis nesim lifnei nesuim sheyei lechlumit, and kedemucha b'kedushah margoshog shom. And it's just that later on, in other words, the Gemara in the Dorim is not really arguing with the Gemara in Ksubis. The Gemara in Ksubis means they got married melchatchila al menas that he should go learn Teira. It's just that the Gemara in the Dorim saying that after they got married, that's when she said zil he should go learn Teira. Then he brings
Tesis and Rabbi Yeshua in Shabbos, that over there comes out, Shalei Nosa, the Nesuyin was La'achar Shalomet Chavdal Lachona, which again stems with the idea that Lepeil, that the Tanai was that he should learn Teira, and Lepeil only afterwards was the Nesuyin, which Lechura, that certainly doesn't stem with the Gemara in Nedarim. That Lechura certainly doesn't stem with the Gemara in Nedarim. That's Lechura what the Rebbe is saying here. And then the Rebbe brings also in this Ha'aron 33, Bavis Rav Nosson Shom, that says Tchilos Yisrael Bakiva Pamachas Oyeim Al Pi Abeir Amar Michak Kevin Zu Miad Chazer Lul Miteira. So the Pashtus, it sounds like this without getting married. He himself, he was Oymed Al Pi Abeir, and he said Michak Kevin Zu. But on that, the Rebbe says that even though that's the Pashtus, if you read the Avos Rav Nosson and you don't know the Gemara and Ksubas, that's what you would think. Avol Pashtus Hoyezel Laachra Asipur De Ksubas. The story in Ksubas was already that they made up with him that he's going to learn. See, even though he made up to learn, but Lepeil, he needed this Seserus of this Be'er. Achiro heaven, v'don kal v'chemer ba'atzmi. V'chem mashma minuscha beiz ba'avad Rav Nosson Shom. So b'kitzit, the Nekudas HaDvarim is that the whole musik of learning Teira came mitzat schar. The Pashtus HaDvarim was that they got married mulechatchila al menazeh. They got married mulechatchila al menazeh. Mele Chtims, that was the gather of Akiva. Rabbi Akiva saw that when you're doing something up, and I'm not Slischar, so then that helps you, and Fakert, he was very Matzliach, until that Kula, Libra Rabbi Akiva, that all of Teira Sh'Bal Peh is Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, and that Stam of all of Teira Sh'Bal Peh are Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. Seif Yud. So, Nachals Nid Glatik, Bepnimi Sinyon. Sof Kol Sof, Sof sof, is the netikait von dibre teire keneged yetzer hara, blaze from the same mispor von Eden, welche seine gor bishvala matzef. Lepeil were talking about people that if not for the schar, if not the fact that lehesev lechem tvuasei, they wouldn't be going ahead and doing the mitzvah of Arlo. If havasi the mitzvah uizgestelt geworden beifem kozeh for alle Eden, in aza eifem was is madgish dibre teire keneged yetzer hara. So Rebbe is asking, Aliba de Emes, L'chura, there's many Yidden, and there's many Yidden that for them, you don't really need this L'heisev L'chem Tvuhase in order to get them to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. So Ein Achinami, Arba Kiva, Avos Yisrael, M'schus Yishol Yisrael, so he could relate to this idea that the Dibra Teire Keneged Yetzer Hara. But L'chura, B'Pashtus, to say that everyone, by everyone, there's the union of Lehesel Lechem Tvuasi, because there are certain people, which by them is Dibra Teira Kaleshim Neyodim, Lechura is not so glatik. It's not glatik imshat. Nechal's not glatik, the Rebbe says, Bepnimis in Yonim, that by every person there's the union of doing this mitzvah, Lehesel Lechem Tvuasi, when really only certain people need this. Is there beer in them? The Pirish HaPnimi in Dibra Teira Keneged Yetzer Hara is, at the mitzvah in Yona was the Teira will der mit iber machen die Yetzer Hara. Al dera v'haf de gamer b'chol levavcha b'shnei Yitzarech. Whereas the pastors, when you learn the union of Dibra Teira Keneged Yetzer Hara, which means that if not for the fact that the Teira is giving you this option of Lehesev Lechem Tvuasi, you wouldn't do it. But now there's a pnimis diketaych, a Dibra Teira Keneged Yetzer Hara, so even though you would do it, but the point over here is not only to do it and to overpower the Yetzer Hara, but more than that, to actually transform the Yetzer Hara. That it's Iber Machen the Yetzer Hara. That's the Inyan B'chol Levavcha B'shnei Yetzerecha. Ad Yetzer Hara Mitzad Atzmi Zovel Ntan La Mitzvah. Und the Fahre des Schar von dem Mitzvah Lehesev Lechem Tvuasi. Weil Davke Durchen Birr Viz Habche von Yetzer Hara und Nefesh Abam is Ver Der Emese Hisof in Gdusha. Kiyadua Pirush and Verav Tvois Bekech Sher, at the Verav Tvois, which is the Hisofa Ve'ilu Rav Bigdusha, Kum Bekech Sher, Davke Durchen Birur Funav Shabamis. So Mele comes out, Lehesev Lechem Tvuasei, the Dibra Teira Keneged Yetzer Hara, that through the fact that a person, that the Lehesev Lechem Tvuasei is not only to overcome the Yetzer Hara, but actually to transform the Yetzer Hara. Mehatayim the roof is, Val Daveda Farbun Mitzar. Avedis HaNesham knows why taka, when a person transforms the Yetzirah, so that calls the Rav Tvios Bekehsher. Rav Tvios Bekehsher means that there's the Nefesh Alikis, and then there's Nefesh Abamis. So there's a Metzius that Nefesh Abamis is trying to stop the Nefesh Alikis from doing what it's supposed to do. And then there's a Metzius of Nefesh Alikis overpowering Nefesh Abamis and doing what he's supposed to do, regardless of Nefesh Abamis. And then there's Nachmer, that Nefesh Alikis transforms Nefesh Abamis. And when the Nefesh Alikis transforms the Nefesh Abamis, that causes the Rav Tvois. Why is Taka Dafke through the transforming Nefesh Abamis is the Rav Tvois? My time on the roof is, while the Aveda Fabun Mitzar. Aveda San Nisham Mitzar Datsmi was Teich Enik. Aber the Aveda from Biru Nefesh Abamis fodert Yegia. Und durbrechen der Helm Beheste von Nefesh Abamis durch his Kafia. Und der Rebbe muss früher sein, der Zar von Arbe Shonim, was the Nefesh Abamis hot nitan off in their tvua. So that's the Tzar, in other words, that you were Torech Arbe Shon, Dibre Tere, Keneged Yetzer Hara, because the Yetzer, in other words, the point of Keneged Yetzer Hara is to transform the Yetzer Hara. But how do you transform the Yetzer Hara? You transform the Yetzer Hara because, look, I'm sorry, the union of Dibre Tere, Keneged Yetzer Hara means to transform the Yetzer Hara. When you transform the Yetzer Hara, so then it's Lehesel Lechem Tvua Seh. Why is the Taka Lehesel Lechem Tvuase through transforming the Yetzer Hara? Because the transforming the Yetzer Hara is connected to Tzar. That's the Iskafi is connected to Tzar, not to Tainim. The Rebbe Musfri resigned the Tzar from Arbashonim, was the Shabbam is hot Nitkin and Noah from their Tvuah, and durch the Iskafi, where the Noch is Habcha, bis es wird Lehesel Lechem Tvuase, where our Tvuah is Bekechshir. So that's like the Pnimis de Kpshat, that Be'emes, that there's the 4 years that he was Netztayr, and Dafka through the 4 years that he's Netztayr, and there was the Iskafya, so that causes the Ishabcha, and that's the Dibra Teira Keneged Yetzer Hara, that the Teira, through the Tzar, you're able to overcome. The point over here is that Dibra Teira Keneged Yetzer Hara means through the Tzar of the first four, the Pashat of the Pshat is that the reason why you need this Lehesev Lechem Tvuaseh is because he had Tsar, and without the Lehesev Lechem Tvuaseh, you won't be able to overcome the Tsar. Now it's coming out fakert, that the purpose Lehesev Lechem Tvuaseh is a Maila. The Maila of Lehesev Lechem Tvuaseh is a Maila in Kedusha. And why does the Lehesev Lechem Tvuaseh happen? Because there was a Tsar of the first 4 years, not because there was a Tsar of the first 4 years, therefore you need to have the Lehesev Lechem Tvuaseh in order to encourage you to do it. Fakert, because there was the Tsar of the first 4 years, so therefore there becomes the Lehesev Lechem Tvuaseh, that causes the Tsar of the Iskafya of the first 4 years, that is able to have the Ishapcha of Dibra Teirik and Neged Yetzer Hara, and then that's Lehesev Lechem Tvuaseh, that causes that ultimately it should be the Rav Tvuah is Bekeh Hekshir.